Weber, E. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 28, 1898. Sister Weber, I felt disappointed in not seeing others of your children come with Maggie. I wish you to understand that I will take on myself the bills incurred by the advantages of their education. I feel an interest in your girls. I want that they should now have the benefits of the school. I will defray their expenses. It means much to girls the age of your children to be under influences favorable not only to the formation of a symmetrical character, but that they should have the advantages of a religious education. They are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. If they give themselves to the service of God, they will be under the discipline and control of God as His children, and will secure to themselves that life that measures with the life of God. I have given Maggie to understand my purpose. Now I ask you, for your own sake and for your children's sake, consent to their coming to the school. What an opportunity this will be! I cannot consent for Maggie to take this expense on herself. I have a fund which is dedicated to the Lord for the education of children and youth, and I mean that your daughters will have the advantage of being in the school building and learning how to understand the scriptures, also learning the best methods of cooking and sewing and other domestic lines. The atmosphere here is wholesome, and if your children can be separated from companions who care not for those things which will qualify them for a home in the mansions which the Lord has prepared for all who love Him, I am glad to open the way for them. Will you please consider this? I know that there are possibilities in your children if their talents are improved, and if they are disciplined through the grace given to make characters which God shall approve. I feel desirous to work to this end. Maggie has now an education which will place her in any position in intellectual lines of work. She can do cooking, and she is a good seamstress. She fears and loves God. Will you please give me the opportunity of carrying your children through this next term of school? I would be very glad indeed to have them here during the summer term, for I know that the influence here will be just what they need. I wish that you and your children were located near the school, for their sake and your own. But if this cannot be brought about now, it may be in the providence of God in the future. The Lord is soon to come in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory, and I want that your family shall be prepared for His appearing. Your children need now, just now, to be where they will have different influences surrounding them. Time is short, and we have no moments to lose. We do not want them to be lost, but saved in the kingdom of God. I beg of you to keep your own soul in the love of God. In love.